This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
They say a wall is medieval. Well, so is a wheel. A wheel is older than a wall. And I looked, and every single car out there, even the really expensive ones that the Secret Service uses, and believe me, they are expensive. I said, do they all have wheels? Yes. Oh, I thought it was medieval. The wheel is older than the wall. You know that? And there are some things that work. You know what? A wheel works and a wall works. Well, I'm going to see how we do with going through Congress. Don't forget, national emergency is going through Congress because that already went through Congress. That's what's there for. If you read it, it is so clear. It is so perfect. I'd rather not do it, not for any particular reason other than this should be easy to get approved through Congress.
That's the Prez talking about the wall. He was in McAllen, Texas. He took the fight right down to the Mexican border. That's where we start. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. And this show is My America Tonight, the snapshot of it, what we're seeing, the shutdown of the government, the conversations that are going on. And the conversation is really about this battle over 200 miles of will there be a steel barrier that costs $5 billion. And I think the president is edging closer towards seeing what can you do with the presidential powers ultimately and declaring a national emergency, because that would be an end around Congress and a way to fund this promised border wall. And pressure is mounting to find a way to escape from all of this. And what is that escape ultimately going to be? And this is pretty tough to solve this dilemma because now it's a record. Going through the weekend, and as you're listening to me, we've hit that record shutdown as far as the government is concerned. The sad part of this, and I'm sure the press doesn't want to see this either, is that you've got people caught in the middle of it who aren't getting paid. So they won't get their paycheck, and then they've got to sit there and haggle and figure out ways to stretch what might already be a very stretched budget. Not everybody has the emergency fund for a rainy day like when the government decides they're not going to pay you. And it is bleak for people that we care about in many circumstances who find themselves on the wrong end of this whole thing. So the conservative base is there. They're back in the wall, brick by brick, or steel all the way around. But now we got this, you know, government shutdown, partial government shutdown. The Democrats will not give in. The left is not leaning in any way more toward the right. They are opposed to giving in, insistent that they're not going to do it. So national emergency it is then. That's what we're probably going to see. He would have the authority to use some money in the military's budget for construction projects for the wall. And most likely, this is what will happen. Now, you had some Republicans, including Texas Congressman Mac Thornberry, the top Republican on the House Armed Service Committee, saying that strengthening border infrastructure is not the military's job, and they oppose siphoning defense dollars for that purpose. So this might not go down smoothly even among the GOP, you know, because of that. And then you have a group of senators that have been talking to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and White House officials about coming up with some sort of a compromise, but it doesn't seem like that boulder is going anywhere but downhill. Even though McConnell is pretty renowned for ending, and sometimes not in the right way, but sometimes in the right way, figuring out a way to come up with a bipartisan deal. So far, that has not happened. It's not happened. In the court of public opinion, and the opinions that I get from all of you, it's a mixed bag, and I'm not surprised. Nobody wants to see people be without the paycheck, but people also, many people have written the show, and they are applauding the Prez for sticking in, staying in with it, and saying this is what he said he was going to do, and he wants to stay with it, and he feels that this is the right way to go. And, you know, you look at the wall, and there are thorny places. That's not an exaggeration. There are also places where it's not quite the same, and no two areas are. Whether you're talking about a more remote area that's famous for getting people across, the so-called coyotes who charge the people who barely have 5 pesos to rub together, but they take their money and get them over the border. So it ultimately, it just depends on, I think, where we're talking about. Key thing here is, you've heard me drone on and on about this. If I had a great solution, I would throw it out there. The solution is what is being proposed. If you're the person in charge, you have the ultimate power, you're going to make the move, then you make the move. And that move would have to come, I think, in the next week or so, because it doesn't make any sense to not do it unless you come up with some sort of a compromise and McConnell throws a Hail Mary and then that somehow works out in the end, which certainly it could happen. The president, when he was asked again and again and again before he went to McAllen, Texas, about getting Mexico to pay for the wall, he said, listen, I never said that they were going to write a check. He told reporters, adding on to what you just heard there, that it wasn't a thing about writing a check, but that there was another way that the Mexican government would pay. And, of course, the Mexican government continues to say they're not writing a check for the wall, that they would pay some other way. And one of the things that was discussed, and you're talking about this kind of money, is that somehow there would be remittance payments derived from illegal wages and increased fees on visas and ports of entry into the U.S. and possibly implement tariffs or cut aid and all that kind of stuff. And we've already seen some of the back and forth, not with Mexico, but with other countries about tariffs, etc. So indirectly, through the new trade agreement, how does that work? But there are some problems with that. There's some problems in making that happen. But I did think it was funny when he said the thing about the check because of constantly being badgered about, okay, so how are they going to pay for it? How are they going to pay for it? It's like not a money order. They're going to go to 7-Eleven, and the president of Mexico is going to say, here's your $5 billion. No. Some of you may be concerned about what's happening with the government, but you're also saying to yourself, holy smokes, we got a big one coming our way. And when I say we have a big one coming our way, I'm talking about weather. And, of course, with weather, when you're talking about a lot of snow possibly being dumped, you're talking about closures, airport nonsense, and what typically happens when you're dealing with nasty weather, and there's a front that's blown across the U.S. that looks like it's going to just smash into the Northeast, parts of the Northeast. So get out your shovels, run to the store, buy up the food you need, because that's usually what happens days ahead of what is predicted to be a nor'easter. People go nuts at the grocery stores, but that's nothing new to see the video of the bare shelves, right? We're taking you to movies on the flip side.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Better than I knew myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo. Nothing better than to escape what ails you than the fantasy at the movies. The trouble is you got to find a movie that you want to see. Hey, hey, grab your ticket and get ready to hear what's coming up. Some of the interesting things that are happening at the movies right now. And it's kind of all over the book. There's all over the place. There's the movies that have been nominated for Oscars that are being talked about. There are new movies that are coming out and all different kinds of genre. I think movie makers are just trying to figure out the way, okay, if we're not Marvel and we're not an animated feature, what are we getting in between? How do we keep the budgets down? How do we get people into the theater instead of streaming movies because they don't feel like going to see it on the big screen? I will say this. There are some movies, and all of you know this, if you even only every once in a while go to a movie that you have to see on a big screen, it's just not the same. No matter what you have at your in your man cave, at your house, at your she cave slash man cave, you know, your couple cave, it doesn't matter because it's not going to get that same feel that you would see on a very big screen. But I think that the movie theaters are trying to do everything that they can to make it a whole different experience where they're serving you gourmet food or they're giving you discounts to be in clubs or they're trying to make the whole movie experience a place where you want to come, making it a center of the community, trying to pull it back into what it used to be, I think, a long, long time ago. And also when movies used to be cheaper and it wasn't, you were getting gouged at the concession stand and that you had to go see movies that way because, frankly, there was no streaming. So, you know, what, the movie of the week and three channels or whatever there was, not all these cable stations and everything else in between. So the first movie is about a dog. You know how I love dogs. It's called A Dog's Way Home.
There's one thing I know about the world. It's not the little things that matter. It's the tiny things.
Oh, do you want a tiny piece of cheese?
Yes, yes! Cheese is my life! My name is Bella, and this is how I met Lucas.
She does seem to really like you.
Maybe that's a sign her home's supposed to be with me.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. We played ball, and we played Don't Choose Shoes.
Bella, Don't Choose Shoes.
That one was his favorite.
Together.
Over the years, we did everything together.
Girl.
We chased squirrels. We went to work. We even played a game called Doctor.
Doctor! Dr. Gann. Hey, Dr. Gann. Everything all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life with Lucas was the best. But when he wasn't around, I missed him so much. That squirrel again. Squirrel, squirrel, squirrel!
Bella!
Stuck.
It looks like she needs help.
I can't tell where the journey
is. I was very far from home, but I knew Lucas was waiting for me, and I had to go and find him.
So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm...
Oh, look! A snack! Even better than a tiny piece of cheese. We all face things that are hard. The only thing that gets us through it... are the special people in our lives, and I was never going to stop searching until I found mine.
That dog saved his life.
All right, so A Dog's Way Home. You get the gist of this. Bella finds her way home, separated from the fam. A 400-mile journey, can you imagine, but makes it. Ashley Judd is in this movie. Edward Olmos is in this movie. Chris Bauer and some other names you would probably recognize. Just a sweet, sweet PG movie, adventure, dogs, kids, that whole thing, could find an audience because dogs and kids sell, but there's so much competition right now pulling your eyes in other directions, even for kids, that I'm not quite sure about that. All right, this next movie up is called Replicas.
Hey, Dad.
Morning, William.
Morning. It'll be like it never happened.
What's going on? William, something's not right with me. Tell me the truth.
There was a crash. I brought you back.
There is a reason human cloning is banned.
I'm dead.
We stole millions of dollars worth of bionic equipment.
I hope you're ready to go to jail.
Those three subjects are our property.
I didn't defy every natural law there is just to lose you again.
How could you do that?
Because I love you.
All right, Replicas, a neuroscientist working on recreating the human brain for Alzheimer's research, trying to replicate family members. Yikes, because they're all killed in a car accident. Keanu Reeves is in the movie. You'd recognize him and probably a slew of the others who are in it as well. And this movie is PG-13, 1 hour, 47 minutes. You know the budget to make this sucker? $30 million. Will they make up $30 million at the box office? I think they will, but is it going to be a huge success? I don't think so, with all the, again, competition of the popular movies that are still out there that maybe some have not seen and then some that are coming up as well. This is a movie people are talking about. It's called Upside.
You need to prove you're looking for work.
Yeah, I've been looking, trust me.
Three signatures by tomorrow, or you can tell it to the judge. Tell me about a time when you worked hard to solve a problem.
This morning, getting up.
We're going to find you someone you like.
Let me be your arms and your legs.
I love that. All right.
Penthouse.
You need to wait your turn.
Relax, it's not a holdup. Just sign this one, please.
How would I sign it?
I don't know. Slowly? Well, don't your arms work?
They don't.
You can move your mouth.
As can you. I need assistance.
How much does it pay? Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. My bad, man.
You are not qualified for this position. The buckle! Buckle! Have you ever changed a catheter?
No.
Pinch the head, insert.
I can't feel it.
Oh, well, I can. You want to feed your soul? Then listen to its call. Think about what you're trying to do to me. It's amazing, ain't it? Sound just like
it. Yeah, it's uncanny.
He was Richard Jay-Z?
No, Richard.
Which car is yours?
All of these to the right.
Oh, my God.
They're not practical.
Exactly. You can have any girl you want. What about this lady with all the bow ties? I'll be perfect for each other. You can't move your body. She can't move her face.
I specifically said nothing for my birthday.
I'm sorry you gotta have a surprise party in your huge mansion. Someone's got real problems. I'm fighting to see my son.
And whose fault is it? Is it yours, or is the world out to get you?
Are you mad? You want to break this big-ass bottle of wine?
Yeah. How's she want to do the ball? Tell me a mess. This is the moment.
You get the gist. Kevin Hart is in this movie. Bryan Cranston in it as well. Coming up, a conversation with a billionaire who's a bipolar and a woman with the seven deadly sins and looking at it through a female's eyes. Really interesting stuff. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is reiterating that the country has a serious illegal immigration issue. Speaking in McAllen, Texas, the president said the tremendous flood of illegal immigrants are making their way across the southern border.
Look, this is common sense. They need a barrier. They need a wall. If you don't have it, it's going to be nothing but hard work and grueling problems. And by the way, and death.
Vice President Mike Pence says it's time for Democrats to start negotiating in order to end the partial government shutdown. Pence was speaking today on Capitol Hill.
Democrats continue to maintain the position that they will not negotiate until the president reopens the government. That's with the crisis we have on our southern border, the American people deserve better.
The Dow was up 123 points to close at 24001. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
She's written a book called Vice Grip, and check it out, A Woman's Look at the Seven Deadly Sins. Man, I am so intrigued by that. Sarah, thanks so much for coming on.
Absolutely. I'm delighted to be here.
So let's explain that. First of all, what was the interest in delving into this for you?
You know, I was interested in understanding a little bit more about how a woman could walk in her faith and continue to be burdened by sin. I was really wrestling with that and began to kind of investigate that and understand. And honestly, the seven deadly sins kept coming back to me and kept coming back to me. I'm a woman of faith, and as I would pray in my daily prayers, I would ask the Lord, how can this be? How can a believer who is seeking to live out a life in faith, how can she continue to live with embedded sin or have the results of that kind of show in her life? And so I began to study and understand it. And I'll be frank with you in that I was raised as a Protestant. And honestly, I didn't even know what the seven deadly sins were. Some of your very good Catholic listeners will find that probably askance because they know those very well, I'm sure, from their schooling days. But we didn't often teach those or study about those. And so I didn't really even know what they were. And They are in no particular order: sloth, pride, anger, greed, gluttony, lust, and envy. And so I began to study about those and learn about them. And what I uncovered was fascinating to me and eye-opening as I began to apply those to our modern culture and our modern society and the way in which we live and our values today. And then I began to see how we define these seven deadly sins in a different way than perhaps the scriptures would reveal that they actually are. And so then I began to understand, well, okay, then now I see how we can kind of walk in a sin not knowing it's a sin, because we don't define that particular action as sin.
Wow, so fascinating. And you got a master's in theology, so it's interesting for you to say, I have this master's in theology, but Catholics will understand this. You know, that wasn't, as growing up as a Protestant, the seven deadly sins, wasn't aware of it. It had to be eye-opening for you. What was the biggest aha sort of moment for you?
You know, it was one of my biggest questions that I was really after is, once I defined the seven deadly sins, what they were, the biggest question to me was, okay, I understand how these things are bad habits, clearly bad life choices, maybe don't hold the best for you, but what I didn't understand is how they were deadly. What part of that, as we are people of faith, what part of that made it deadly? That's what I was really after the root. And what I found was that so often these sins, envy, for instance, we say that's a bad life choice, you need to get over that. But we see the action on one layer, and then you go down a little bit deeper into our motivation for the action, and the motivation then says something about your person, and then go down one more layer to understand why you would have that motivation, and that usually decries something that you believe about God or something you don't believe. So I'll give you an example. For instance, envy. So if I'm envious of my friend who has a certain amount of success that I don't have, I'm not enjoying, you know, it tends to make me feel like a failure because here she is. She's exactly like me, and she's getting this success. So envy does not just mean I want what she has. That's greed. Envy means I want what she has, and I want her not to have it. I want hers. And so envy would say, what's the motivation spiritually that you would walk in envy, that you would be envious? And the motivation would be something like, well, I believe I need to get mine. I need to take care of me. I need to be the number one. This is what I need. That's my motivation. So you can't have this success because I need it. It should come to me. And then what would be the motivation for that? What do you believe about God that would allow you to be motivated that way? And perhaps then I would suggest that a belief about God that would give you a motivation that way would say that God's not watching after me, that he is not capable of taking care of me. He is does not willing to take care of me. He has nothing for me. And that would be a lie from the pit of hell, because that's not true about God. And so then I began to understand how our actions belie our beliefs about God.
Wow, you just nailed it right there. Anybody listening, that is it. That's what I call a tweetable moment, because I think that that's lost for a lot of people. So your background, based with digging into this, and again, we're speaking with Sarah Dyer, and the book is called Vice Grip, A Woman's Look at the Seven Deadly Sins. And that makes me think of the title Vice Grip. Tell us about Vice Grip, because that sort of relates to what you just said.
Absolutely, absolutely. The illustration on the book cover is a woman who is struggling to get out of a vice grip. In that little play on words, you know, the forefathers, our great church fathers, called these the seven deadly vices, it's the idea that these hold you back. These sins, the greed, envy, lust, gluttony is a terribly misunderstood vice in the world today, and women have a very special take on it. And again, that is why the book is a woman's book at the deadly sin, because we're not men. We do think differently, and we operate differently. And it's not that men don't have their own way that they wrestle with these. They certainly do, but we're women, so let's talk about what we know. And gluttony specifically has a twist to it that women take, as we're talking about food and foodies. If we ever had a generation that was so much into food, and we have an entire television channel now dedicated to food, and so how we have maybe twisted things, and I'm not preaching against food. I love it as much as anyone else does. Especially now after the holidays, everyone is regretting how much they loved it. But anyway, it's just a fresh look at perspective, you know, where we place things in line with our lives. And good perspectives in life give us joy and happiness. And that was God's good purpose, really, for us to find joy and happiness, that we could find this side of heaven. Which won't compare to the other, but it certainly, we have joy and blessings here. And these good choices, definitely encourage us to find those. I could say the same about pride. You know, women have a special take on the sin of pride, which is the exact opposite, self-depreciation, at which, where we turn that. And I know you've had sweet friends that you have wanted to bolster up a little bit in that they have switched that, instead of being prideful, they're absolutely self-disdaining, you know, but actually it's all the same thing. Men don't do that, you know. Men, every man in the whole world ever stands in the mirror and thinks he's as handsome as the day he was born. And that,
true.
And I wish women could get a little of that, you know.
Yep. I love that. Yeah.
Sometimes we struggle with those. Yes.
You're right. That was a very good example for everybody listening. I love that, because it doesn't matter. The most beautiful woman I've ever met, everybody has that complex. It's just something innate in us, and that's why your book is so powerful. And as you said, that's why you speak to women. So what do you hope that the people who read this, what do you hope they take away from it?
Can I just say freedom? A sense of release once you understand, you know, what these are, what they actually are, and what they look like in society. There is when I lecture this book and teach this book, I use movie clips. You know, Hollywood is great for showing us many things, and I thought, oh gosh, they're going to be great at showing us exactly what this vice looks like. It's intriguing to watch it on the big screen and go, this is what sloth looks like. You know, we think sloth is just a certain amount of laziness. It's so much deeper than that. Just the inability to care for what's important. I just don't have time for that. I just can't care for those kinds of things. And that's the essence of that. And so, what I hope women get when they read this is just kind of that aha moment to go, oh, I'm struggling with that. I did not know that's what that was. Because the power of the release of it is a simple prayer of confession. You know, that's the Lord has promised that. And so to be able to simply hit your knees in confession over, I did not know I was struggling with this, and it was actually sin. So I want to confess that and then walk out of it. It is as simple as that, because the Lord is that powerful in your life.
Wow, perfect place to end this. Sarah Dyer, the book is Vice Grip, A Woman's Look at the Seven Deadly Sins. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Really enjoyed it.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
John E. Wade II. He is the author of the new book, The Bipolar Millionaire and the Operation. And I'll tell you what, John Wade, from everything that people have told me, is quite an interesting character. He's an author, investor, and millionaire. But key to this is what he went through and what so many people go through and what we have definitely talked about over the years here on America Tonight, the struggles that people have with bipolar disorder, first in often in getting it diagnosed and in telling people and in figuring out, now what do I do? John, thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate your time.
It's good to be here.
So tell me, take me back to realizing what was going on in your head and realizing, geez, what you had. When were you diagnosed as somebody who was bipolar?
Well, actually, I was at the Air Force Academy at age 17 in 1963, and I had meningitis after basic cadet summer. I was a fourth classman. And then about a month after that, I came down with my first episode of bipolar disorder, but it wasn't diagnosed until 8 years later in 1971. And then I had a rocky time in my 70s, although I did graduate first in my class in accounting at the University of Georgia, went on to get my master's, got my CPA, went through 29 years of being a CPA in public, private, and governmental accounting.
Wow, how tough was it, though? So you were able to focus to get the degrees and then to go into the profession, but how tough was it to battle that really serious disorder that is kind of off the charts? Some days, am I right, some days you're totally fine, and other days you just are not the same person.
That's correct. There's no question. People like Winston Churchill and Abraham Lincoln had bipolar disorder. I've been cured of bipolar disorder from the negative part, which is the depression. And I kept the positive part, which is the big thinking, energy, and creativity.
And so being cured, how did take us through that journey? How were you cured?
Well, I was cured by a combination of a long-term treatment from 1980 until about 2003. And then actually in 1998 is when the operation, by the way, is not a surgical procedure. It's a secret government agency comprised of the government and private entities. And they use transactional analysis on me to cure me. Thousands and thousands and thousands of images to build up my self-esteem. And that's the biggest thing that causes the depression is lack of self-esteem and what I call dual depression. Internalized stigma is what I call it.
The operation is a powerful network. And how did you get involved with that? How did you get picked for that? How did that happen?
Well, I think there's several things that they pick. They train government leaders. They look for people who are suffering from mental illness or to treat or cure them. They study people who, and they're trying to build artificial intelligence research. Let me read you one sentence from World Order, which I'm in the process of reviewing, from Henry Kissinger, page 356. The proliferation and ubiquitous sensors tracking and analyzing individuals, recording and transmitting their every experience, in some cases now, essentially from birth, and at the forefront of computing, anticipating their thoughts, opens up repressive as well as liberating possibilities. And that's the sort of thing that's followed me since 1998.
Wow. And obviously, what a change. What would you tell people who are suffering through the same thing?
One thing that I would tell people is to try to develop a resilience and at the same time to be kind to themselves and for family and friends to use what I call informed kindness. It's basically mostly hereditary, and it's not you're a bad character because you have bipolar disorder. It's a physical thing, chemistry of your brain.
Oh boy, isn't that the truth? And I think there's so much confusion over the chemistry of the brain for so many people.
The good thing is we know so much more than
yes.
we knew when I first came down
yeah.
with it in 1963.
Yeah, yeah. And you're right. It's such a difference from 1963 to what we see now today. And I love the way you said be kind, especially relatives, because I had this discussion actually with the wife of a famous doctor who had two children and one was wildly successful. The other one was battling all kinds of demons with bi- a bipolar disorder, and they didn't realize it, and they would constantly tell him, why can't you get your act together? Why can't you do this? And they beat him up so much that eventually he ended up committing suicide. They didn't realize what he was going through, and they didn't. They thought they were giving him tough love, and he just didn't have a direction, but it turned out that wasn't what it was at all.
Well, see, the situation is, do you realize that there are more suicides? In 2013, there were 41,149 suicides, and automobile deaths the year before were 30,800. And the number of people killed by psychotic deaths, from what I've read, is around 350.
Wow.
And yet that's what's reported in the paper, and that, in my opinion, is what keeps this stigma alive. And the stigma forces internalized stigma, and that prolongs and increases and causes the depression.
Yeah. Do you
and
think
it's my life and death?
Yeah, life and death. I agree with you. Do you think that the drugs that we have are they helping? Are they working on some people?
Oh, definitely. I take drugs.
That sounds good.
Not illegal drugs.
I gotcha.
I take medications, and I have a superb psychopharmacist, and he does a wonderful job of prescribing, and he doesn't try to tweak them all the time. But he does tweak them from time to time, and it's bipolar disorder is the most treatable mental illness there is if you accept the diagnosis, follow the treatment, and do everything that everybody else needs: diet, exercise, rest, sleep, all these other things.
What do you hope people take away from your book?
I want people to think that I'm blessed, and that they can be blessed too. If you overcome adversity in your life, you gain wisdom from it. And I think the operation did me a great favor by what they've done over their benevolent operation. And although there were hard parts in it, they were also good parts. The important thing about the operation is hearing just the right thing at the right time. It's been a moment-by-moment experience for a long period of time, but it's had amazing results.
Yeah, so well put. I love that. Amazing results over time, so it's just a process for sure. The book is called The Bipolar Millionaire and the Operation, John E. Wade II. John, continued good health, and thank you so much for coming on the show.
Okay, I loved it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.